Dear Cheap Astronomy, what the heck do you think you're doing? Well, I figured it was about time that I did one of these snippet things. So, here's how 2012 is unfolding. If you've been following the saga to date, you'll know I'm doing a PhD at the Australian National University, and there's more episodes of that to come, don't you worry. But look, I'm also doing this weekly podcast, or at least snippets of it, and I'm still trying to manage a weekly post at Universe Today as well. So, after some careful thought, I feel that I've now had to decide that, what the heck, I'll write a book. In fact, I have just sent the hopefully close to final draft of Astronomy Without a Telescope, the book, off to my publisher, or at least who will be my publisher, if it ever gets published. And okay, my publisher is Universe Today, as if anyone else would go near the darn thing. And okay, it's just a Kindle book. But that's modern, that's keeping up. After all, going Kindle is in sync with the whole Twitter and Facebook generation, and even the seldom mentioned LinkedIn generation, if you've got a job. Anyway, because of the book thing, in coming weeks, you can expect a bit of a carnival of Astronomy Without a Telescope episodes, because there's a bit of a backlog I want to put out, and there's some remakes to fix up. But after this carnival, I may just retire the whole brand name and return to focusing on finding even more ways to say www.cheapastro.com. But something new in 2012 is that I'm going to start consolidating these seemingly random snippets into some genuine, bog-standard, no-nonsense cheap astronomy episodes, as well as what I'm going to call some dear cheap astronomy episodes. But anyway, what about Astronomy Without a Telescope, the book? If you wanted to, you'd be welcome to put your hand up as a proofreader. Then you could tell your friends you contributed to one of the most significant publications in the entire history of the Cheap Astronomy podcast. Which means you could say that I was there when that dopey podcast just had 200 listeners, which was around episode 75, and you could say that I was there when it had a whole 600 listeners, which is like today, around episode 137. And if you wanted to, you could say that I proofread a totally unknown and okay Kindle format, not actually a real book, but it's modern, it's Facebook. And even if you did none of that, you can still say that I was there. So anyway, if someone does want to do some proofreading, that would be great. Email me to say that you want to, I'll send it to you, then you proofread it, and then email me any comments to cheapastro@gmail.com. And whatever happens, thanks. Steve Nerlich, Cheap Astronomy.